It's Next Gen Farmer Day on MyFM. Today we're profiling Oops-a-Daisy Flower Farm. Thank you for joining me today. And now, for anyone who thinks agriculture and farming, they often think fruits and vegetables or the animals that they drive by, but they don't often think about flower farms. So can you tell me a bit sort of about Oops-a-Daisy Flower Farm and sort of how you got involved in agriculture?
Yeah, so I mean, I've always had a passion for flowers and decorating and stuff. And I've actually worked at a local garden centre for 16 years. So I've had a lot of like practice and like got to know a lot of flowers over the years. And we have some acreage on our farm here. And I just thought, do you know what? I'd like to start growing some flowers and start doing cut flowers for people. And there's nothing like local flowers. And you know, they're not flown in from South America and, you know, they're as fresh as they can be. So, and who doesn't like flowers? They cheer everybody's life up. I farm on about 3/4 acre and everything I grow, about 80% of my flowers are actually grown from seed here on my farm, which I usually start in like March, April. So, you know, a lot of tender loving care goes into nurturing them till I can actually put them out in my field come like June after that last frost is tempted there. So yeah, and then I just start planting everything out in my flower farm and just watch it grow and nurture it and stuff. And yeah, I just find so much joy in being outside. And, you know, just growing some pretty flowers. And, you know, I'm right on the side of the road. So everybody who drives past always knows where I am because it's just a whole ray of pretty colors.
Perfect. Alrighty, you love to see it. And now in your time on the farm, can you tell me a bit about some of the traits that have made you so successful?
Yeah. So I do flower subscriptions. So every week through the months of August and September, I do fresh flower delivery. And then also I do farmers markets, which have been really good. So we have a local farmers market down on at Beaver Lake there in Aaronsville. So that's really good. And then also I do workshops, like at Christmas, I do wreath workshops and flower workshops. And then also the last couple of years, I've been doing afternoon tea in the garden as well. So that's kind of a real fun event to do. So yeah, so lots of stuff like that has been great.
Perfect. And now can you tell me a bit about in the modern age of agriculture, are there any ways that new technology maybe is helping you in your operation?
Well, with my flowers, I would say more social media and like Instagram and Facebook, so I can actually post pictures of like the flowers that I'm growing and stuff. You know, that's really helped because, you know, you say to somebody, oh, you know, I grow Lysianthus, and people like, I don't know what Lysianthus is. So it's so nice to like post pictures of what's coming up and keep everybody excited about, you know, what's new in the garden. So, yes, I'd say more of the social media with the photos and stuff for me.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, those are all of the questions that I had for you. So I thank you very much for joining me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me on.
Listen to all of our interviews now at napanytoday.ca.